You're listening to Jai Long, and this is Make Your Break. Hey, creative entrepreneur, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been enticed into thinking about maybe adding in coaching into your creative business, or maybe adding in a mentoring sessions, or maybe a digital product, a signature product, maybe an online course, or a preset, or a LUT, or a website template? Now, I'm shifting gears a little bit today, and I want to dive into this. One reason being is because when I was a full-time wedding photographer, I would work half the year where I felt burnt out, overworked, and there was a lot of work that happened. And then the other half of the year, I really was sort of looking around for leads and feeling like I was a failure, and there just wasn't much income. So it was ebbs and flows. When the highs were really high, it would be amazing. When the lows were low, I felt like giving up, and everything in between. So what I want to talk about today is actually creating a business that's more sustainable, and we can do that by adding in some additional products into our service-based business where we can actually show up and we can maybe coach other people that are just a couple steps behind us, or someone that wants to get into the industry, or maybe we can do some mentoring, or we can have a signature online course, whatever it is. I think this is a perfect time to do it. And if you're a creative, there's so many people that want to join this industry. So you have knowledge right now, and there is so many ways that you could create on some extra reoccurring revenue into your business that doesn't take too much time to put in as well. So I believe it is a game changer. You probably already know that I do 7 figures per year just from courses alone. That's not including my coaching and everything else. But I want this to happen for you as well. So today I've got a special guest on. His name is Harry Needham. Now, he specializes in high ticket programs, and I wanted to get him on because I know a lot of the times when we think about digital programs, we always think of how can we go cheap? How can we just sell a preset or something to sort of dip our toes into the water? But I kind of want to shift your mindset today and talk about what if we had a high ticket coaching program, and even if we just booked one client per month, we would make so much more money in our business, and it would be more sustainable and more predictable. So when I talk about high ticket coaching, what am I talking about? Essentially, I'm talking about a coaching program that can vary anywhere between $2,000 to $50,000 for your coaching program. And you might onboard one person per month, or you could onboard 50 people per month, depending on how good you are at marketing. And I really wanted to talk to Harry today, pick his brain, and see how he's done it and been able to scale up his business, and how his students have been able to scale up their businesses as well. Now, before we get into today's episode, you probably know that I have a course coming out in just a couple of weeks. It's called The Course Launcher. It's finally here. I've been working on it for years, literally. And this is where I'm creating this program where I can help creatives just like you scale or launch an online course or a workshop or a retreat or a digital product, whatever it is, to put it out into the world so you can have that extra income in your business. Now, I'm hosting a 3-day free online workshop to kick it all off, and it's all about creating an offer. So if you'd like to join me, there's a link in the show notes down below. Essentially, what I'm going over is how to create an offer that people can't resist, so you feel like an overnight success. Now, I know me and you, we know we're not overnight successes, but sometimes we want to feel that way, especially when something hits and it's just right and people buy it. A lot of people won't launch a workshop or a course because we feel like we put a lot of time and effort and energy and money into something, and then we don't want it just to flop and for everybody to see that. And what if someone just joins and not many people join and it can become a mess? And I want you to skip a lot of the mistakes that I've made over the last 12 years doing online education and workshops and everything else. So if this sounds interesting to you, I want to help you. We're going to have a deep dive. I think it'll be about like 1 to 2 hours per day. It's going to go for 3 days. You can get in. We're going to have Q&As. We'll have the whole lot. So I'm going to give you my full undivided attention so I can help you come up with an offer that people can't refuse. It doesn't matter if you're trying to sell a workshop, a retreat, an online course, a mini course, a signature course, a LUT, a preset, whatever it is. Let's talk about it and let's see how we can make the best offer possible that people actually want. So last call to action, make sure you do head to the show notes, you register. There will be a free replay and everything as well. And trust me, you want to get on the wait list for the course launcher. We got some amazing stuff that's going to be happening. I want you to be part of the festivities. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've already got a couple of thousand people that's registered. So yeah, come and see the live action. Let's get into today's episode. Hey, Harry, so good to have you here today. And we're talking about high ticket offers, especially when it comes to our education and our coaching and our mentoring and our digital products and everything that we're putting out into the world. So love to have you on the show. And I'd love to hear from you. Who are you? And tell me a little bit about what you actually do.
Yeah, for sure. No, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Well, yes, I'm Harry. And the long story short, I am a failed architect turned online coach, and failed not in the sense of I tried and failed, but in the sense of I tried and hated it and left the job to pursue being an online coach instead. And so again, like I said, long story short, 2019, graduated from university, went into my first role in architecture. It was 3 months later, literally, that I left the job. Now, within the time of being at university, I was studying and practicing graphic design, using Photoshop, doing all things like that. And I got into photography. I got into design. I got into all those types of subjects. And I had actually a side job at the time where I was creating leaflets for a children's sports club, essentially, like local to where I am. Not earning hardly anything, but earning some at least. And essentially what happened was, that sparked my interest with Instagram. That got me into just the hobby of being on Instagram, posting content and getting into that. And eventually, once I left the architecture job, a few years had gone by prior to that, and I picked up the skill of Instagram growth. And that's when I started my personal brand, which has now led me to what I do, which is teaching other creatives and coaches, of course, how to grow on Instagram, but specifically how to scale high ticket coaching programs, teaching the knowledge that they've picked up, and being able to scale that organically with the platform.
Wow, that's awesome. So did you have any lower ticket programs or items? And when we talk about lower ticket items and higher ticket, can you just explain to us what we are talking about?
Yeah, of course. So in terms of low and high ticket, I just always refer to in terms of like a price point. Now, there's always a subjective opinion on what is low, what is high. For some people, high ticket starts at $2,000. For some, it starts at $5,000. For some, it starts at $10,000 or $20,000. And I'm referring to US dollars, not to Australian dollars. So for me, I did have low ticket offers, and that was offers that were $50 per month, offers that were $75 for the hour, offers that were 500, 1,000, maybe maximum 1,500 as like a retainer for what I was doing previously. Now, 1,500 is very close to high ticket for some people, but technically probably still not. I was selling that. And actually, that was my first, let's say, introduction to selling an online product or having an online education business. And was actually what I found personally the worst way I could have done it, and a lot of people knew it in the beginning, is selling low ticket. It was only when I went to higher ticket that actually things started to change. I started to have more success with my business, with my clients, and there's many benefits of higher ticket, which we could chat about all day. I don't know if I want to go into them specifically or not, but there are many benefits to higher ticket that I absolutely preach now.
So tell me, what was the negatives of selling a lower ticket item? And when I'm talking about lower ticket items, especially for everyone that's out there, it's like, it could be just a one-on-one mentoring session. It could be selling your presets, your LUTs, a template. It could be selling a very low ticket course or an event or something like that. So yeah, tell us in your experience, what was the negatives?
Yeah, so I think that, again, just to kind of clarify, I think low ticket doesn't necessarily mean low value, So there's a lot of people who will be listening to this who will have low ticket items, low ticket offers that are packed full of value, right? And the value they have inside of that could quite easily be a high ticket offer. Now, why they charge as low ticket rather than high ticket? Again, that's something else we could dive into. But the point is, what I have found is that when you have a low ticket offer, or even if you're selling something for free in the early stages of a business, what I found or what tended to happen was just people didn't really value what it was you're doing as much as if they had paid more money for it. It's like if I go and buy, a new iPhone, a new MacBook. Now, for me personally, once it's brand new and I spend a lot on it, I'm so careful with it. I don't want to drop it. I keep it clean and so on and so forth. But if I buy something cheap, whatever, I don't mind dropping it. I don't mind breaking it. I don't mind if I lose it. So it's a mindset, just when people tend to pay more, they pay more attention, as the saying goes. And I found a ton of evidence in that. And it's not just from a perspective of they pay more attention, but also they tend to get better results, right? And so for me, and I know for a lot of creators watching, we're very purpose-driven, right? We want to have impact. We want to help people. We want to get results for people. And it's very difficult to get results for someone with low ticket offers. You know, it just is. It's just a reality because information is a commodity and information is free and it's everywhere. And that's why people struggle to take action. And so the high ticket with an action, with accountability attached to it, it allows people to actually get results. And I think that's the best thing you can do is not be affordable, but be accessible and get results for people. And I think that's the best impact we can have.
Yeah. Okay. So do you feel like when you were like servicing people that were looking for those cheaper offers, you felt more undervalued in your business and less likely to actually show up and put in that extra work because you know they weren't even showing up for your programs as well?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. You know, I think that especially once I made the transition from low ticket to high ticket, it was apparent, it was night and day, the difference. And it was like literally happened overnight that I saw the differences. And what's funny is that actually some of the clients I had and that I have at the moment had joined and had paid for the low ticket offers I had in the past. And then, you know, I saw how they interact with them. I saw the action they took. And then actually they also, the same people, purchased my high ticket offers. And it was completely, like I said, night and day, black and white, the difference between how they interacted then with the high ticket offer compared to the low, and also then the results they got. And so for me, you know, the result is not just getting followers, it's also then getting clients. With a low ticket, wasn't really getting anything. But with the high ticket, suddenly both were happening in abundance. And to be honest, the strategy that I was teaching hadn't really changed much. It's just more a case of there was accountability, but they were paying more, right? And so that's a massive difference that I saw between the two.
And even for my program, like I know, so I've got a program that sort of sits around about $3,000. And I know when people come and join it, a lot of the times they're photographers or they're creatives and they don't have too much money and they actually save up for it. So they might like wait 6 months before they join or 8 months. But by the time they join, one of the first posts they say is like, the big win I want to share is that I finally got here because it took a long time. And now that I'm here, I'm so ready to take action. I'm going to block out my calendar. I'm going to do whatever it takes for the next 12 months to make this work. And just to see people appreciate the program like that, you just know they're going to get big results because they're holding themselves so accountable.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. You know, and I think that, you know, high ticket is meant to be painful in that sense. You know, you're meant to feel it.
It has to be a bit of pain.
You're meant to feel it. Yeah, 100%. It has to be, you know, and I think you just, you know, the right people value that more. They then take it more seriously. They put in the time. You know, I have clients that sometimes in different parts of the world, I have some Australian clients, we're making changes at the moment, and some of them are on calls at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
And it's like, but they're doing it because of they paid a big investment, right? They want to make it work. But they're the ones who get the results, right? Because they're willing to show up, but because they have paid that investment financially, emotionally, mentally as well. So yeah, I 100% agree with that.
It's funny because I've got two programs. I've got another one that's like $7, just like a big event that we host and everything. So in my program, the higher ticket one, like people show up 1 o'clock in the morning, like no problem. You know, you get people from all around the world. But in the $7 one, it's like if it's not perfectly on their schedule, then they write us an email and they want a refund. And like the amount of admin work you've got to do is like, man, okay, wrong people, wrong crowd, wrong price, you know, everything
it's crazy.
Like that. It is crazy. Yeah. So when we're going to more a higher ticket price point, like when you did that feel like scary for you? Was there a moment, did you talk to a mentor, did you talk to a coach? Was there a moment that something like clicked for you where you're just like, wait, actually I've had enough and I just feel like there is a better way. I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah, so I did get a mentor. So it was April 2021 when I got my first, I want to call it a proper mentor. I'd invested in courses and things before, but I had only invested low ticket before, right? And so I invested low ticket before. And again, I wasn't really getting results from it. It was only when I invested into a high ticket mentor that I then was able to get the results that I had. Now, to put it into perspective, I had 100,000 followers at the time. I had a $50 coaching program and a few other things I was trying to sell. And I really couldn't sell anything. I was really struggling. I feel I was making about $1,000, maybe $2,000 per month maximum from 100,000 followers. And when I'm looking at other people who are, you know, 10,000 followers who are making 10 times what I'm making, I know I'm doing something wrong. Now, obviously, we don't want to compare in that sense, but it's also good to see the possibilities out there and look and aspire towards that. So I realized I was missing something. So I invested into this mentor and I got some help. And actually the only thing I changed in the first 30 days was my offer. It was what I was selling. It was none of my content, nothing of the way I sold or anything like that. But purely my offer. I went from $2,000 to $20,000 in 1 month, right? And that was simply just by going to a high ticket offer. And obviously
that would have been life-changing.
It was life-changing though. And it was completely insane, you know, that happened so quickly. But I kind of kicked myself at the same time, because I think in the back of my head, I always knew it was possible. And I think we all know it's possible to a certain degree because we see it happening every day. But it's always just, it's the self-worth, you know, it's the limiting beliefs, the self-worth that always holds you back. And I just got to the point where I was thinking, you know, I'm awake sometimes to 2 o'clock in the morning, responding to messages, making content. Why am I doing this? And I'm not treating myself with the self-worth and the value that I should do for what it is I can do to help people. And once I just made that switch, you know, I understood I was going to get no's, but I'd rather someone say no to me for a $5,000 product than someone say no to me for a $50 product. And on the opposite side of that, I'd rather someone say yes to me for a $5,000 product than someone say yes to me for a $50 product. And so when I compared the two, for me, it was a no-brainer. I'm going to get rejected regardless. I'd rather get rejected for something that's more expensive and feel probably better about it and then feel even amazing when I do get it eventually, when I eventually then make that first sale.
Yeah, wow. So did you find you did get more rejected, obviously, because you've got a higher price point. So you're sort of more like weeding out everybody that was probably going to waste your time, and you're going directly towards the person that's like, okay, they're ready, they're serious, and it's going to be easy to work with that person.
Yeah. To be honest, in terms of like conversion rates, not really a difference. If anything, it was actually a bit better with the high ticket, right? And again, I think it's just in the case of...
That's interesting.
When you try to sell something to someone, there's always a balance between, obviously, the value of what you're providing and the price that you're selling it at being realistic and believable for the value you're providing. So if I said to you, right, I'm going to make you a millionaire in 7 days, it's $7. You know, it's like, you wouldn't believe it, right? And so it could be the best offer ever, but it's just so unbelievable, you probably just wouldn't buy into it. But if I said, right, I'm going to help you make $1 million in 7 days, the investment is $100,000. Well, just simply by having that price tag, it now becomes a much more believable promise. And that's what I found, is just by having a higher ticket price point, people believed me more when I said I could help them to achieve a certain goal. And it kind of sold itself by having a higher ticket price point. So it's kind of like counterintuitive, but that's how it worked for me. Of course, there were times where I was, you know, rejected and I didn't make sales, but that process of getting up to a good conversion rate was actually a pretty quick process. It didn't take too long. Within the first month, you know, I was kind of at a point where I was converting most of my sales calls at a pretty decent conversion rate.
It's real interesting because people will pay more for what they want and they're going to pay less for what they don't want. And so often, like something like that's like $7, right? If you said that to me, $7, you're going to make $1 million. What I would look at that and go like, well, it's expensive because you're going to waste my time for a month to start off with. Yep. I'm probably not going to get results. So I don't want that. And I actually won't pay $7 for it. I don't see the value. But then when I see something, and let's just say you say like it's $100,000, I'm like, I'll pay more because I want those results and I don't want to waste my time. And so that means I would put down my money. And so I see this all the time. It's like, there's a lot of coaches out there, a lot of mentors, and they're doing coaching calls or they've just got a program where it's like a one-on-one session and maybe it's a few hundred dollars, it's $500. And I'm like, I would rather pay more for someone that values themselves than someone that's doing it for cheaper, because I want to learn from the best. I want to learn. I want to put up that money up front, and I want to, if we're going to waste my time anyway, like I got to do it with the person that I deem is going to give me the biggest amount of results.
Yes. Yeah. I actually done an exercise a few weeks back where basically I calculated my cost of inaction, right? And so I looked the year that I waited, essentially. So from when I started my personal brand to when I invested in my first high-ticket mentor, it was around about 1 year. Now, with the context behind that, I'd already been on Instagram for a couple of years before with a different page, right? So I had the value, I had the transformation, I was ready to start selling something, but I didn't get help right in the beginning with my personal brand. I waited about 1 year. And so after that year, I got the help, I hit the $20,000 a month, and then I sort of worked out my average over the next couple of months and work backwards. And I figured out that if I'd invested in myself that year earlier, then potentially, not guaranteed, but potentially, I could have made an additional $250,000 within that 1 year I just got the help sooner and invested in the proper help sooner, or had been selling higher tickets sooner. Now, that's not going to apply to everyone. It's not always going to be that case. But again, that's just kind of what made me realize the power of higher ticket and actually the fundamental transformation it allowed me to achieve. And obviously that compounds, you know, year on year, that compounds and grows as well. And so that 1 year compounded across 10 years, that's a massive cost of inaction there. And it's just a lesson, you know, to always invest in yourself. But like you said, I think it's a mindset. You know, you invest, some people just invest for the sake of it, but I think some people invest in the best because they want the best, like you said, to save time, to get the best results. And look, there's a right or wrong, there's not a right or wrong. I think there's better or worse ways. It's obviously down to personal preference. But for me personally, any investment I make, I will always look to try and find the best investment that I could possibly put money towards, because I know if I choose right, it will always pay me back 10 times over compared to smaller, lower investments. You know, buy nice, don't buy twice. You know, I think it's basically the way I explain it to people with high ticket.
Hey, Make Your Breakers. If you want to download a workbook for today's episode, just go to jialong.co/260. That's jialong.co/260. You can download it and you can fill in all the little sections for your goals so you can have a successful 2024. It's real interesting. When you get more successful, your mindset obviously shifts and you get less skeptical and you want to learn stuff. So for an example of that, it's like you might've been skeptical before you're invested. Then once you did, your life changed, you made a lot more money. Then you go, oh, if I did that a year earlier, I would have made a lot more money. And so that happens over and over. And next time you're probably going to invest more. And so what a lot of people do, they come to me and they go, Jai, I can't afford your program yet, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and make it on my own for a year. And then I'm going to circle back and see how we go. Or I help people like launch a course, right? So they're like, I'm going to just try and put it out there and, you know, try and do it myself. And then I'll come back to you if it doesn't work. And I'm like, I understand that. But it's not much money. And if you do give it to me, I actually do like, I'm like a money back guarantee. If you don't make the money back, I'm going to give you the money back. Okay.
Yeah.
You shortcut so much that it's like, why put yourself through the pain? It's because we believe that we have to work hard all the time instead of working smart. It's like, I have to put in the time instead of learning what I need to do. And I find that like real fascinating. And then so if you're looking at the opportunity costs that you had where you didn't invest yourself sooner, you start looking at that today of going like, what do I need to do today? Because I'm actually missing out on 100 grand a month or 200 grand a month. So who do I need to know? Where do I need to go?
Yes. Yeah. And I think the who is the answer. A lot of people look for, how do I solve this problem? Now look for who, you know, who can help me solve this problem? And that's usually the better question to ask. You know, and I think that, again, that the cost of inaction and that side of things, I can't guarantee it, but I can almost guarantee that anyone who is investing in themselves, had success, you know, grown their business, if you ask them, if you had a chance, would you have invested in yourself earlier, I can almost guarantee every single person would say yes, 100% yes.
Everyone I've ever met has said yes.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, and even if you want to try on your own, like again, like I think we've all done that, right? So it's not like it's something to look at. We have all done it at some point. But I just say to people, look, I've done it. I understand why you do it. But again, my experience and people I know is it's one of the things you'll regret. Right, is that you will regret trying on your own, because I personally feel stupid for trying on my own first. Because now I've got the help, it's like, why would I ever try to do something on my own in the first place? You know, my entire life from being born to where I am now, my parents, my school teachers, my mentors, my sports team coaches, like I've literally always had someone there teaching me, guiding me. So why would I not continue that in my business, right?
With the most important thing.
yeah. So yeah, it's crazy. It's interesting. But again, this is where we get into the conversation of not necessarily ego, right? I don't think ego is the right word. It might be for some people, but I think, you know, some people have that probably deep sense of wanting to prove something to themselves or to someone else, right? And that probably is what causes people to want to try and do it on their own. Some people feel like success is invalidated if someone else has helped you to get there. So it's a very interesting subject and there's a lot of nuance to it.
Scarcity mindset. They might have grown up in a family where it's like, you know, everything's out to rip you off.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know, yeah. So it's a tough conversation, but ultimately I think, look, you just got to try and look past that and just look at it logically and say, look, logically, if I invest in myself and this time next year I'm making 10 times what I am now, am I going to regret, you know, investing in myself, right? Or the alternative is I don't invest in myself and I maybe double what I'm earning right now. Am I going to regret not investing in myself? And I think logically, we all know what the answer is going to be to that.
Mm. You know, I've got a real interesting take on this as well. Like, I remember I was like launching a program and it was like a low ticket program, and I knew I could do a lot of sales with volume. And I couldn't make the numbers work though. And so what most people do at this time that I remember, so this is quite a few years ago, is what they'll do is they wouldn't pay their speakers that come to their event, or they would cut corners everywhere. And I was like, no, I want to make this really affordable. Plus I want to pay the speakers. Plus I want to do everything. I know it can work. It's just, I've never done it before. Anyway, I got onto this coach and I told him about like the problem that I'm having. And he said straight up, he was like, man, for 20,000, I'll sit down with you and I reckon I could 10X that investment. And I was like, so scared to do it. I was like, man, okay, I'm already making no money on this. I was already down. So that's the thing. So I was like, and now I'm going to throw another 20,000 into it. And my staff members thought I was crazy. Everyone thought I was crazy. I was like, but it's something that I just don't know. Anyway, with this 20,000, I just had a couple of calls. The things that I changed were so tiny. Like, he was just like, oh, you just need to change this bit and this bit. Like, two tiny little things that was inside my funnel. And as a result of those two tiny things, we made on that event around about an extra 250,000. And I was like, man, was that worth it? Someone else could look at that and go like, it's not worth it. He only just showed you a couple of things. And I was like, man, it was worth actually probably paying 100 grand for him to just tweak those little things. Because honestly, it's money that I just didn't have. And it's just such a mind-blowing concept of like going to the person that I knew had a proven record that's done this so many times, paying that money that I couldn't even afford, and then getting that return. And it was incredible.
Yeah, 1,000%. You know, and look, I think that obviously it's always worth saying that when people are investing, they have to also do their research, make sure obviously they're investing in the right person, as testimony. That's a given, right? But I think that any investment, whether it works out or not, you always get something from it anyway. You know, you always learn something. You learn what works, or you learn what doesn't work. You learn what you like, what you don't like. You tend to always get something from an investment. And I think, you know, as long as you're getting a lesson or an experience from that, you know, if you invest in a program, it's $3,000, and you don't get anything from it, you might look at it and think, I've wasted $3,000. But I would look at that and think, that lesson I've just learned was a $3,000 lesson. You know, that I had to learn to know what I should be doing differently, or what I shouldn't be doing, or what I should now be doing. So there's obviously two sides to that coin. But just kind of back to the original point, you know, I do think that the bigger investments with the right people, you know, in the right circumstances, will just always be a low ticket investment. You know, it just always will. And it's very difficult for someone to, and again, there's no right or wrong, there's no black and white in business, but I think it's very difficult for someone to convince me otherwise, because my experience and my, you know, my experiences so far, especially the past couple of years, are so strongly towards the high ticket being the answer. And I find that's the way people are going. You look at a lot of the big names in the space, Russell Brunson, Tony Robinson, you know, all of like those big people, they all started out more of like the low ticket funnels and that, but they all have the high ticket on the back end. People tend to forget that. Huge, the high ticket is their money makers. You know, their money makers. That's what drives their business forward. It's not necessarily the front end low ticket business that they have, you know? And I think people get blinded to that. It's the high ticket that is the money maker, it's the profit driver. And that's ultimately what keeps people in business, is profit, right? And low ticket is very difficult to get profit unless you've got traffic, or you've got good ad budget,
really good at marketing.
It's like, and a lot of most people just don't have that until they've got years of experience behind them to be able to do that. So it's very tough. Or unless you invest in yourself and get help from someone who's done it, then of course they can show you the way.
I actually had a coaching call not too long ago with someone, and she tried to upsell me to her big program that was about $50,000. And I was like, oh yeah, like this looks pretty good. And I was looking at it, and the thing that turned me off was there was too much in it. So one thing that she had in there was like, okay, there's weekly a call, so you're going to get weekly calls to keep you accountable and stuff. And I was like, man, I've got a team. I really don't have any time in my week to sit there and do weekly calls. Like, that's not what I'm after. And I end up giving her that feedback as well. I was like, so you try to sell me to that, I definitely would have got it if you took out most stuff. because then I would have been like interested. But because you filled it with so much stuff, it means that I had to give more time, commitment, and do more. So do you think like even with high ticket, I know there's a lot of people right now that are sitting there, they might be creatives and they're like, maybe they're a musician and they're making a course or something and they're thinking, oh, this has to be so big with so much stuff in it if I want to charge $3,000 or $4,000. Yeah. Would you say that's true?
Yeah. No, no. Again, it's one of the biggest misconceptions with high ticket is that you have to pack it full of information, lessons, and videos. It's never the case. I always explain is, you know, there's an evolution your offer goes through and people buy for different reasons at different stages. So typically your first high ticket offer for most people is going to be some form of one-to-one, close proximity, you know, coaching program, could be a service, but you know, just in terms of what I teach, coaching program, one-to-one, maybe it's a 3 month program with one Zoom call per week. And that's it, right? And that can be high ticket. And that can be priced at minimum $2,000 or more, depending on that outcome of value you're providing. Reality is people at that stage when they're buying into you, if that's an earlier stage with your high ticket offer, they are buying into your time, the proximity to you, you know, your support, personalization, customization. Like that's kind of what people care about at that point of investing with you. And that's where the one-to-one, at like a very simple level of one-to-one, works the best, right? Because that is what you're providing in the kind of the best way. As you progress and your kind of business grows, people buy into you for different reasons, right? So you might then move into like a group program. As you go to a group program, it's not to say it's going to be less personalization or less customization, but now you're selling a proven roadmap instead of a, let's say, a custom roadmap. You now have the proof of getting people results time and time again. And it's that proven roadmap that provides a value to people. And therefore, that becomes more scalable, but you still charge high ticket for it. And so your program evolves over time. And for me, with my current high ticket that I run, I'm now, in April, I'll be 3 years deep into that high ticket program. And it's still evolving. You know, like it's not perfect. It's still evolving. I'm still adding to it. I'm still always changing it. And if anything, the amount that I have in there right now is less than I had in there couple years back. You know, it's like it's gone through a process of it grew. I actually got a bit too bloated. People said they were joining and being overwhelmed of how much was in there, so I had to cut it down. And now it's like super simplified, clear roadmap, and it's just like one of the best ways to do it. People know what to do, when to do, every day, every week, every month. And that's all they need, because people want clarity. You know, I think it's clarity and direction is what creates action, and it's what allows people to actually get results. It's not the information, because like we said, information is everywhere, right? But that's why 99% of people are not getting results they want, is because they don't have the clarity or the direction on what to be doing with the information.
They have the roadmap for their business.
Yeah, 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 100%.
Yeah. Hey, so if I was just getting into education and I wanted to put something out there, how would I go about this? Do you think I should start maybe creating some carousels or some stories and seeing if people are interested in a higher ticket item? Do you reckon I should ask people, maybe put a survey out into my, maybe onto my Instagram or my mailing list, or yeah, how would I like sort of test that people are willing to spend that money? And also just on that question, would you ask them how much they're willing to spend?
good question. So the short answer is no. You know, I'm a big believer in, with high ticket in general, not really showing or telling people your prices to a certain degree, right? It depends on the person you're selling to, but I always just explain it as like, if I try selling someone a car, I said to you, right, the car is $20,000, but you don't know what the car is, you don't know what it does, you don't know, you know, how it works, anything like that. It's like, you're just not going to get the value of it. So I prefer to kind of tell people about the offer first, then give them the price point so they have a good perception of the value they kind of compare the two. But there are nuances to that, right? There are times where I might do the opposite. But ultimately, right, what I found is that with, you know, the research and customer research, personally, I've always found it's a bit of a waste of time. Yeah. I know it's a very traditional way of doing things. It does work to a certain degree. Again, it's nothing's black and white. It does work. But for me, the best validation of if something works is if someone buys from you, right? And that's the only validation you need. If does someone actually buy the thing you're trying to sell? If they do, it's validated. If they don't, it's not validated yet, right? Just because someone says no, it doesn't mean it's a bad offer, it's a bad idea. There's many things you don't need to do from that. So with me, when I release my high ticket offer, you know, I think again, one of the biggest motivators for someone buying from you, whether it's high or low ticket, is your own certainty in what it is you're selling, right? And so if all you ever do is ask other people what they want you to sell and you create that for them, you might end up creating and selling something that you don't truly believe in yourself, or you don't fully, or you're not fully passionate about. I'm always of the opinion of, no, you create something that you're passionate about, that you're good at, that you have experience in, that you are certain about, and you find the audience for that particular thing. Because we have access to millions, billions of people now on Instagram and all social media platforms. You can find people for pretty much anything you want to sell, right? Gone are the days where you have to do customer research to find what to sell. Now you can pick what you want to sell and create content to get in front of those people. So it's kind of changed over time. Social media has changed the landscape of things, but I think a lot of people have that more traditional mindset, which again, there's nothing wrong with it. It does work, just it's not the most efficient way of doing things. So quick, imperfect action, iteration over time, and validation is when someone buys from you and you go about it that way, you can make some quick changes and make some good changes. And the feedback you get from someone on a sales call, both verbally, but also non-verbally, based on body language and how they respond to the price and the objection they give you, that tells you so much more than if you just send out a poll in your story saying, would you buy this? You know, or why wouldn't you buy this? Like, that tells you so much more.
I love that so much. And sort of just to finish off here, if someone is just feeling like not confident in like selling something or asking for a larger amount, would you say that it's like, hey, it's not really that big of an entry point to put something out there and then have it there? Like you're saying, like you could have it there for 6 months. It's just not validated until someone buys it, but someone might buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think that people just need to just do it. You know, I think that it's just a case of, again, speaking from experience, I've had clients who have bought something from me for $50 who I never would ever have believed would pay me anything more than $50, right? But those people who've paid $50 ended up then buying from me $3,000, for $5,000, some for $15,000. And so like the limiting belief is all it is, right? And I think that's what stops people most, is the limiting belief that they can't sell high ticket. And a lot of people would attach their self-worth to what it is they're selling. And therefore, that's why the limiting belief is created. When in reality, you have to kind of detach your self-worth from everything you do and understand that the value in what you provide is, of course, the outcome you're helping people with. That's where the value is. And if you help people to change their lives, to capture their wedding day, you know, like whatever it might be that, you know, your audience are doing, there is an inherent value to that. And a good question I tell people to ask their own clients, right, for example, or people they might be selling to, and there's a bit of a story behind it, you might say something like this. Let's use the wedding photographer as an example. So imagine there's a married couple, right, 60 years time, they've got their wedding photos, they're sat outside their house, they're looking through their wedding photo, their album. Someone comes along and they say, hey, how much would it cost me to take that wedding album away from you so you can never have these photos and never see them again? Now, what do you think that couple's going to say? They're not going to say, oh, $1,000, $10,000, $100,000. They're going to say, no chance, right? Like, it's priceless. You can't take it away from me. And that's the value of it, right? So if you're ever unsure on the value of what it is you're providing, just ask someone, well, what would I have to pay you to take away this outcome, to take away this skill, to take away this solution, so you can never have it again? And that will give you a good answer on like the value people have towards it. I think many people will be surprised that that number, it's much higher, or it's a priceless answer. And that should give you a bit of confidence towards the value of it, or the value of what it is you're actually selling.
Love that so much. Hey, where can my audience come over and find you and say hello?
Best place is Instagram. That's my platform. It's where I'm at, where I am all the time. Just at the Harry Needham. Just a quick disclaimer. My profile is at the Harry Needham, spelled the Harry Needham. If you see any other profiles, they are not me. They are scammers. I get them all the time. I'm working on getting verified, but I don't have it at the moment. But yeah, so at the Harry Needham, spelled at the Harry Needham, just for reference, just so you can remember it. But any other profiles you see, please ignore them. I have to just quickly say that. That's the only profile I have.
Awesome. And I'll link it down in the show notes so it is the right one. And I just want to say a big thank you for jumping in on here as well. So good to have you on the show finally. And I've been loving following all your content, and it's all so valuable. And I love seeing that on a daily basis.